This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France's military said on Sunday Algeria has closed its airspace to French military planes, escalating the biggest row between the countries in years. On Saturday, Algeria recalled its ambassador to Paris, citing comments from French President Emmanuel Macron, who was quoted in Le Monde as saying Algeria's, quote, politico-military system had rewritten the history of its colonialization by France based on a hatred of France. The Algerian government did not specify which Macron comment had prompted the recall of its ambassador, but it accused him of interfering in Algerian internal affairs. Macron was also quoted questioning whether there had been an Algerian nation before French colonial rule. Algeria won its independence from France in 1962 after a bloody military struggle. A source in the government said the comment about Algeria's existence as a nation had caused particular anger. Pope Francis on Sunday offered his prayers to victims of a prison riot at one of Ecuador's largest jails that killed 118 inmates. Francis told faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly prayer, quote, I am very saddened by what has happened in recent days in the prison in Ecuador, where a terrible outbreak of violence between inmates belonging to rival gangs has killed more than 100 people and injured many. The incident took place on Tuesday at a facility that has in recent months witnessed bloody fights between gangs for control of the prison. This was the third deadly uprising this year in the Andean nation's prison system as Ecuador is suffering a wave of violence at its prisons. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The French Catholic Church has had an estimated 3,000 pedophiles in its ranks over the past 70 years. The head of an independent commission investigating the sex abuse scandal said in an interview published on Sunday. The commission head told a newspaper, quote, we have estimated the number as standing at 3,000 out of 115,000 priests and religious officials going back to the 1950s. The commission is due to publish its findings on Tuesday. The Roman Catholic Church has been hit worldwide by sexual abuse scandals, often involving children, over the past 20 years. Egypt's national carrier Sunday made its first official direct flight to Israel since the two countries signed a historic 1979 peace treaty as an Egypt Airjet landed at Tel Aviv's airport. The airline's affiliate has for decades operated flights to Israel without the company logo out of fear of public backlash. The national carrier will now run three weekly flights between Cairo and Tel Aviv with the Egypt Air markings. The Israeli embassy in Cairo tweeted that direct flights are, quote, an important and welcome sign of strengthening bilateral ties between the two countries, especially economic relations. Last week, Bahrain's Gulf Air made its first direct flight to Israel, further cementing commercial ties established with the signing of the Abraham Accords between Israel and four Arab states last year. Hong Kong's largest independent trade union disbanded on Sunday, further stoking concerns over the space for civil society groups as a national security law and the sweeping powers it gives the police stifles dissent in the global financial center. Founded in 1990, the 145,000-member Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions voted to disband, bringing an end to the organization as authorities exert greater control on groups and unions in the business hub. While anti-government protests in 2019 generated a new wave of labor activism in Hong Kong and triggered a 35% jump in registered trade unions, groups have been scrambling to disband since Beijing imposed the security law last year. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has denied the government is carrying out a crackdown on civil society, and authorities say all law enforcement actions have been based on evidence and have nothing to do with the political beliefs of those arrested. And Afghanistan is facing a breakdown of its economic and social systems that risk turning it into a humanitarian catastrophe, the European Union's foreign policy chief said on Sunday. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.